With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. With over 1 million total COVID-19 cases and surging, California is pumping the brakes on reopening. We checked in with Dr. Alan Radner for the fourth time since the beginning of the pandemic. He's chief medical officer of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System and an infectious disease specialist. Last weekend, Monterey County hospitals had 51 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, an all-time high.
Our understanding is that right now the rate of growth in California is exceeding what it did in the first wave, so to speak, in the summer in July and August. And we're seeing that in Monterey County. Over the last week, there's been a dramatic explosion in the number of cases. In total, the hospitals are becoming filled up again with patients. This weekend, we had the all-time number of patients that are hospitalized, the all-time number of patients that are on ventilators. And one of the things that seems to be different, we're still trying to analyze the data, but it seems like it's much more widely distributed geographically throughout the county, not just concentrated in Salinas. So initially, it was predominantly in the seasonal agricultural workers. We're seeing it in families throughout different occupations throughout the county, and we're seeing different age distribution.
That's interesting. And speaking about families, we've been living with the coronavirus for about 9 months now. What is your advice to those who are tired and want to celebrate the holidays with family and friends?
Yeah, I think this is a challenge we're all experiencing. We're seeing family after family coming to the hospital. In many cases, we've had three or four family members very ill in our hospital with multiple people on ventilators and multiple deaths within families. So it's unfortunately a problem as we're getting to that time of the year where people are moving indoors, there's family gatherings. We think the virus is transmitted better in cold weather. Everybody's fatigued, as you mentioned, with respect to distancing and isolation and not being with people. It's the most likely explanation why throughout the nation, and certainly we believe the same thing in Monterey County, why we're seeing a dramatic increase.
So what's your advice to families who want to gather for the holidays?
You know, unfortunately, I think they have to understand that whenever we're encountering anybody that's not in our immediate circle, and even within our immediate circle, unfortunately, there's a significant risk that they have this disease, and people can spread this asymptomatically. There's this notion that if you get everyone tested, that you can have large gatherings or family gatherings, and it's just not assured. We've seen lots of people who've had negative tests that spread the disease. There's a lot of complexity in that, and it's really some false security. So we're asking people to be as safe as they can. And again, it's an individual decision at some level, but you know, it's one of those things where you really have to evaluate whether having a family gathering this year is worth the idea of not being able to do that anytime in the future if somebody becomes seriously ill or dies.
Nationally, we're hearing about extreme healthcare worker fatigue. How is the staff doing?
There's always been this concern about the number of ICU beds and the number of ventilators and the amount of hospital equipment. And the reality we've experienced from the beginning has been maintaining adequate staff. And we've had nurses and other healthcare providers here who've been taking care of these patients for 7 or 8 months on these wards where it's very depressing and they're fatigued and they have their own individual concerns for themselves and their family. And it's very, very difficult. So we're working with our staff and they've done an absolutely phenomenal job, and I'm speaking for all of the hospitals in the county. It's definitely something that we discuss every day at all the hospitals and trying to get through, again, what we think is, we hope is, a relatively limited period of time before we'll get on the other side of this tunnel.
Yes. How encouraged are you about reports of successful vaccine trials?
I think we're all very, very encouraged. The first two trials looked very positive, and there's a lot of very complex operational issues with respect to how the vaccine is going to be stored and distributed and administered. But the trials, the information we've seen to date is incredibly positive, and we're very optimistic that if not by the end of the year, the first part of next year, there's going to be a much more widely available vaccine that seems to be very effective.
That was Dr. Alan Radner, Chief Medical Officer of Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. SVMHS is one of the many organizations that supports KAZU. I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.